I'm very, very surprised that the Big Sports Breakfast wasn't at the Leaders Sport Performance Summit in London. Couldn't we have told them a thing or two? But a man who did tell them a thing or two, amongst Arsene Wenger and Andy Flower and other luminaries of the world of sport, was the very humble John Longmire from the Sydney Swans. Hello, John.
Good morning, boys.
What a thrill that must have been.
Yeah, it certainly was. I was absolutely rapt to be asked to go along and participate in the conference when there were so many legends in the room, and I really enjoyed it. I got a lot out of it.
How did that invitation come about, John?
It actually came through the AFL.
And right.
So I think what's happening now is the AFL sport in general and is being more well-known throughout the world, and people are keen to know what's going on, and it's Alistair Clarkson spoke last year, and I was lucky enough to be invited along and speak this year.
Can you tell us who intrigued you the most, John, who spoke, and what you did take away from it?
Oh, Arsene Wenger was very interesting. I mean, to be able to last as long as he has, 18 years as a manager of Arsenal, and when the average lifespan of a manager over there is about 18 months, so he was quite interesting to listen to, and no surprise that he's lasted so long. He was fantastic.
Before we go forward to 2015, we've got to take a little bit of a look back, John, unfortunately, to the last day of the 2014 season. Yeah, I was speaking to someone within the Swans camp, and I won't reveal who it was, but he was talking, it was the week after the grand final, and he said, and he was distraught, I'd imagine, as pretty much everyone involved in the club would have been. He said it was like we were drowning and there was nothing to grab onto. From a moving forward point of view, how have you addressed that grand final loss? And is it in a box and never to be spoken about, or do you keep talking about it throughout the pre-season?
No, I mean, we addressed it the Tuesday after the grand final. We actually sat down and looked at it. We felt as though we needed to do that. It was something that we didn't want to sweep under the carpet. We addressed it then, and I'm sure we'll touch on it at different times during the pre-season to make sure that we learn from it. I mean, every game you learn something, and unfortunately, no matter how good a year we had this year, we didn't just really contribute at all on the biggest stage, and we were disappointed in that, and we'll hopefully learn from that and get better. Mm.
Do you believe that saying, that you learn more from a loss than a win?
Oh, I wish that wasn't the case. but, I mean, the reality is it's very difficult, and very few teams, if any, win every game they go into. I mean, I was part of a club in the 90s that were in 7 preliminary finals, and we got to 3 grand finals and only won 2 premierships. They're very hard to win. But we were just probably disappointed in our effort on the day, and we can't escape that. We were shattered with that, and we've got to get better at it.
Gee, how much have the Melbourne Demons learnt over the last decade then?
Yeah, lots of losses.
Back in pre-season training now, when do they start filtering in all the players? Because I know they have, depending on their level of seniority, within that AFL group, they have a different time frame. So, for example, when do we see an Adam Goods come back to training with the Swans?
Oh, he's been doing bits and pieces here for the last couple of weeks.
Right.
He officially starts with the older 5-year-plus players on the 1st of December. So the 1 to 4 years players have been going this week and next week, and then the older blokes come in on the 1st of December.
And so having a look at his pre-season, and I guess he's a special case, because he is so senior and it's about managing his workloads. How different will his training pre-season look to a Ben McGlynn, say?
Well, I mean, it is a bit different. I mean, last year his knee was sore right up until probably February, March, and he had a delayed pre-season. We expect to get a fair bit more into him this year. We expect him to be ready for round one, and that's what our planning is at the moment, to make sure that he, come January, he's out doing ball work. It certainly won't be 3 days a week, but I expect it to be 2 days a week, and we'll get a fair bit of work into him before the first game.
The squad's pretty settled now, John, isn't it? I mean, we're talking so much excitement about Buddy Franklin, but who's the major pickup, say, this year?
Well, we're really pleased that we're able to get 3 kids from our academy system. Our academy's been running now for 4 years, and Isaac Heaney, Jack Hiscock, and Abe Davis, we've been able to put straight on our senior list from our academy, 3 local boys. So to be able to do that is really exciting for us, and all 3 have got great talent, and we're looking forward to seeing how they go.
I guess you're a little hamstrung with what you can do with your roster with the scrapping of the Cola, which has been a massive talking point this pre-season. Are you any closer to a resolution on that, or is what the AFL says is going to stand? I think it comes comes into place in 2 years' time.
Well, the Cola is being phased out over 2 years. The thing, extra thing that's been added to the equation has been that really not allowed to trade for this year's trade period and next year, which was extremely disappointing, and we'll be arguing our case in front of the AFL Commission in December.
Right, okay. So you accept that the Cola's gone, but you hopefully you can get some sort of resolution on the trade.
Well, I mean, we put an argument forward for a number of different things, but yeah. That's what's been done. We feel as though we've been penalised doubly with it, and we'll be putting a case forward to the Commission.
Okay.
Jared McVeigh turns out for the Australian side in the international rules game. You were a supporter of that. It's sort of almost like a last chance, isn't it, for the international rules that they can get it right and get some interest in that. And a couple of others, I think Kieran Jack and Nick Smith also playing. So fingers crossed they get through unscathed.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great opportunity, though, for those boys to be able to mix with the very elite players across the competition. They've really tightened up the selection criteria for the Australian team this year. And you can only get a game if you've been an All-Australian player.
Right.
And that's different than what it's been the last few years. So our boys are really excited to be able to play for their country amongst the best players in our game. So I'm hoping they'll learn a lot off them.
Yeah, John, we were down in Melbourne for the carnival when the announcement of the draw came out. I think there was about 12 pages in the Melbourne paper regarding the draw. But you guys have done pretty well out of the draw, haven't you?
Yeah, look, I don't spend much time concerning myself about it because you can't do much about
it. No, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. But it does look like a reasonably good commercial draw in particular. I know that Andrew Ireland's pretty pleased with it. It gives us some really good exposure. Friday night games, Thursday games. I mean, we think that the balance for our supporters is pretty good. So we're happy with it. Now the hard work starts, we're going to win the game.
That's unusual. Swansea usually only get about one Friday night game, I think, this year at home. And this year you've got three, all at the SCG, and they're up against Carlton, Richmond and Collingwood. So three massive clubs. So commercially, I can understand why they're so excited. But from a football point of view, that's pretty exciting as well, John.
Oh, it is. There's no doubt. I mean, it's terrific. We had some huge crowds here this year. I mean, we had 41,500 against Port Adelaide. Some big crowds here. And if we can get some sell our crowds, hopefully, during the course of the year, it adds to the whole atmosphere of the game, and our players love playing in front of hopefully what will be a couple of sell-out crowds this year.
Yeah, I've got no doubt they will be. John, the long season starts, well, I'm sure it started for you a long time ago, but it starts officially for the players. Good luck with that, and really appreciate your time.
It's really nice to talk to you, boys.
John Longmire there, Sydney Swans coach.